I'm joined in studio by Adrian Weckler, he of all things to do with techie and stuff like that. And we're going to focus today on travel. And the question is, where do we start and what are you starting with?
Yeah, well, the question that most of us face now, when the night before you leave, is what do you actually pack? And you used to have all these paper documents. You got your passport and your boarding cards and you had your confirmations that you printed. Now, literally the only thing you have left that's paper is actually your passport. So I don't know about you, but for me, it's a question of checking through my bag or checking through my phone to make sure of my mobile boarding pass or my ferry reference, my email hotel number, maybe an Airbnb code. Then the next priority is adapters, plugs, chargers. Absolute curse.
They are an absolute curse.
And it's really important to get it right, especially if you're with a family.
Yeah.
Because you try sitting in a car with two kids in the back and the juice runs out for the tablet or for the phone and all of a sudden now you have to all start talking.
Good Lord, what a thing to do on your holidays.
But the point is here that moving from country to country now is increasingly a much more digital experience. And I mean that literally. In Heathrow, for example, they say that they want to introduce facial recognition instead of your boarding pass. Most people will know that when you pass through security now, it's normal now to get a photo taken. So everything.
And your eyes, sometimes they focus in on your eye. They have my eye, I don't know how many times.
I mean, when I was in I was in China a couple of weeks ago and they have done everything digital and they take photos of you everywhere and your photograph is taken to the point where you can actually look at a screen in a Chinese airport now and it will recognise you and tell you when your flight is and tell you if it's on in time. It's to that degree.
I know, right? That's wonderful in one way. I know it is.
It's creepy. I mean, it's creepy in another. It is very, very creepy and it's a little bit, not related to your discussion on genomics, but there is a major clash there between safety and creepiness versus convenience and progress. There'll always be that battle.
Yeah,
you know.
Right. So what are you saying about, you said to make sure you have your adapters and all that thing. And you also recommend that you bring a charger.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I alluded to the family situation there where the kids are looking at their phones or their iPads. And I know people are going to say, look, can you just get them off the screens for a few minutes? This is supposed to be a family holiday. I've just been on a family holiday for a week. I can tell you that while we did all have good crying, we went on the hikes, there came a point halfway during the trip where people did start, they wanted to start catching up on their Netflix series, on their Amazon series. They wanted to start catching up on messaging friends and all that kind of things. And you run into a few issues there. So the first thing is power. Now, if you're on a long trip or if you go, say, to a camping site, there may not be charging facilities there. There is a gadget you can get called a portable power bank.
Yeah.
Now, they come in all shapes and sizes, but if you get a fairly decent sized one, and when I say decent sized, it'll be about twice the size of your mobile phone, that will have enough power in it to be able to charge at least four or five smartphones or maybe an iPad twice. In other words, it will seriously get you out of a bind.
Oh, right. And are these regularly available everywhere? Or?
Yeah, you can buy. I mean, I picked out a couple here.
Yeah.
You can get, there's one in PC World, there's another one in Harvey Norman. There's one called the A-Data for €50 in Harvey Norman. There's another one which is a Sandstrom portable power pack for €60 in PC World, and both of those will do the trick.
But you say is it an MAH you can get?
So that's the metric, that's how you measure the reserve of power. So if you want to buy one of these portable power packs, you'll see on the box it will say something like 5,000 milliampoules or the MAH or 10,000 MAH. Get the highest number you can. Typically, that will be around 20,000. You might be looking to get one that's 30,000 or 40,000. But if you can get one that says on the box 20,000 MAH, that will recharge your family's phones.
Compatible with all phones for charging?
Compatible with all phones.
Because sometimes Apple can be a pain in the neck and say, No.
I know. And they've recently moved to a different charging standard for some of their iPads recently. But it's not just phones. You can charge iPads, laptops, cameras off them as well.
Right. I'm going to come back to the possibility of downloading and roaming and all of that thing in a second. But I saw some things here that really kind of charmed me. Mm-hmm. You can track your suitcase. Luggage.
Yeah.
And find your luggage. Again, talking of Heathrow, they say, as soon as I get on in Dublin, she's coming, gone.
Yep, absolutely. So there are a couple of options here. The latest technology in suitcases allow you to do two things. The first is a simple GPS tracker. And in other words, that will tell you on your phone where your suitcase is. So
it might be in China.
Exactly. So when your suitcase inevitably ends up in Kuala Lumpur, even though you're going to Barcelona, you'll be able to tell that it's there. Okay, that's one innovation. The second innovation, and this is more interesting and probably likely to cause more chaos if it takes off, are wireless automated suitcases on wheels that follow you around, okay? And as you would expect, the way they work is there's a connection with your phone. It's via a phone app.
Yeah.
And as long as you're within a few meters of your case will follow you around like a dog. And I haven't seen very many of these in the wild. And they're expensive. That type of a suitcase will start at around €1,000.
But, wow.
But you can order one. There's a brand called Travelmate, and it costs about €1,000 delivered. Whereas the Bluetooth suitcases are more common. I picked one called the Blue Smart carry-on suitcase, which is €480 from PC World.
It's still a blooming dear.
It is. Luggage is a very funny one. Some people will only spend €60-70 on a suitcase. Some people spend massive amount of money on suitcases. I've never really understood.
Well, the thing I would spend money on is a light suitcase.
Oh, a light suitcase.
Because you go in and they say, oh, that's very light. And you're looking at it and you lift it and not that light.
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
Anyway,
but that's how the technology is working, yeah.
So the robot suitcase, that's the Travelmate.
That's it, yeah. And there are a couple of other, if you want to get into the more, to the weirder gadgets that we're talking about, there's another one that I picked out, which is a little sensor that you can wear as jewellery, as a bracelet, as a necklace, or you can just stick it on your skin, and it tells you essentially via a sensor whether you're getting sunburnt. So it's called My Skin Track UV. It's €65. So it's a lot cheaper than some of the other things I'm talking about here. It essentially measures the ultraviolet rays around you. It measures it can take a reading from your skin, and it can tell you whether you're getting sunburnt. So it's quite an interesting one.
Yeah. Well, it's actually possibly quite an important one too, because we have a bad record here with skin cancers.
Yeah.
So
absolutely,
that's not the worst of all things.
Yeah.
What's Revolut?
Revolut is anyone who under the age of 35 or 40 listen to this show will know all about Revolut. It's kind of an alternative payment system, a bank card that you can get. It's a bank, basically.
Yeah.
But it works in two ways. You can load up, you load up an amount in a prepaid way. You can get a physical card or you can use it through your phone on Apple Pay. The reason that most people use it is that it charges the interbank rate for currency. In other words, it charges a very, very low exchange rate.
Matters.
So if you're in the States, if you're in Canada, if you're in Eastern Europe, if you're even some EU countries have their own currencies, it's much cheaper to use.
Right.
A lot of people use that.
Now, just very briefly, roaming has been largely resolved within Europe, so we don't have to worry about the European countries. Mm-hmm. And if you have Wi-Fi, you can do the devil and all. Mm-hmm. But maybe you should download kind of movies or those really, really heavy user things before you go.
Yeah, there's a couple of reasons for that. First of all, a lot of people don't know that even within the EU and are on the periphery of the EU, some countries haven't actually signed up to the roaming. If you go to Monaco or San Marino, if you go into Switzerland, it's not an EU country.
So it's just to be prepared and do your homework on that. I wanted to hear about the wacky things as well as the sensible things, if you know what I mean. Adrian Weckler, as always, thank you very, very much indeed. And that's all from us for today.